Malachi July viewed himself in the mirror and stared at his ebony face and eyes. He stood just over 6 feet tall, had a mustache, a full head of hair, both peppered with gray. For a guy in his mid-60s, he thought he looked pretty good. He was also dumb as dirt. How else to explain his embezzling? The stupid stunt cost him the respect of everyone in his hometown of Henry Adams, Kansas, and broke the heart of Bernadine Brown, the woman he loved. They'd been a couple for almost 3 years, and he thought he had no problem with her being rich as the Queen of England until they went to Key West on vacation last Christmas. Having to stand by while she paid for everything had been embarrassing. He was a product of his times. Men were supposed to foot the bills, not the ladies. Granted, on his small pension and Social Security check, doing so would have been akin to breathing underwater, but reality took a back seat to his bruised male pride. Upon returning home in a misguided attempt to boost his ego, he'd logged into the bank accounts tied to the diner he co-owned and helped himself to over $70,000, money that belonged to the town, the diner, and to Bernadine. His plan had been to invest it with a condo developer, make enough to cover what he took, put the initial 70 grand back, and come out of the deal with his own small fortune so he could pay for his and Bernadine's next vacation. It didn't work out that way. The developer disappeared, along with the cash, leaving him flat broke, and everyone in Henry Adams wanting a piece of his hide when word got out about what he'd done. He then made the situation worse by showing up at the wedding of his goddaughter, Rocky, with another woman, further shattering what he and Bernadine once had. It was a mess. He tried to minimize the damage by taking a job in the Oklahoma oil fields, but working straight shifts as he needed to do in order to quickly earn enough money to make restitution was difficult at his age. Over the past month, he'd managed to replace some of the money and would keep at it until he paid back the full amount. In the meantime, he had to find a way to make things right with Bernadine. He just had no idea how. She was the best thing to ever happen to him, even though his pride temporarily blinded him to that truth. When they first met, he'd been a player, known as the gigolo of Graham County, Kansas, sporting women young enough to be mistaken for his granddaughters. After meeting Bernadine, he found her sharp mind and curvy figure so intriguing, he dropped all the young girls. She'd heard about his reputation, though, and shooed him away like a swarm of flies. He kept up the pursuit, found the courage to open up about his struggles with alcohol, his hard-fought sobriety, and in the end, she relented. He taught her kite flying and treated her to picnics in the bed of his truck. One Christmas, he even dressed up as Santa Claus and took her for a sleigh ride in the snow. Bernadine wasn't keen on marrying again, having escaped one bad marriage. And he'd never married and couldn't see tying the knot at his age. What he was seeking was a relationship with a fabulous, level-headed woman who made him a better person, enjoyed his company, and was willing to let his easygoing, laid-back personality balance her hard-charging existence as the hand turning Henry Adams' world. So, when she accepted his promise necklace, he felt blessed. Knowing she was officially his lady filled him with pride. Then he blew it. To hell and beyond. If he could go back and change things, he would. Seeing as how that wasn't possible, all he had left was shame and the invisible sign around his neck that read, "Thief."